Penguin Random House Audio presents Stop Waiting for Permission. Harness your gifts, find your purpose, and unleash your personal genius. This is the author, Pastor Stephen Chandler. This book is dedicated to my beautiful mother, Denise Chandler. You are my hero. I do not fully understand the patience it took to educate 5 children and to constantly keep us on track, all while building a church with Dad. But you did. From an early age, you trained me not to wait for permission, but to maximize all that God had placed inside of me. Thank you for speaking purpose. I know you're rejoicing in heaven with the biggest smile on your face. As your self-proclaimed favorite child, I dedicate this book to you.
Forward. My friend, I'm so glad you're here. I truly believe this book is going to help you. Stephen Chandler has done what he set out to do. Provide a pathway to harness your gifts, find your purpose, and unleash your personal genius. I can hardly wait for you to read it, because I know it will impact the lives of those around you when you apply what you learn. I've had the opportunity to get to know Stephen personally over the last few years, and have seen firsthand the impact of his leadership. Not only is he a man of great character, but he has also successfully led thriving organizations at the highest level. He has truly reached what I call the pinnacle of leadership, where others follow you because of who you are and what you represent. His voice is trusted by many, and he has earned it. One of the things I love most about Stephen is his passion for helping those around him succeed and grow. He is committed to seeing others step into new levels of purpose for their own lives. And that's why he wrote this book, for you. Stop Waiting for Permission is an engaging, accessible, and powerful handbook to unlocking that deeper purpose and gifting that's inside you. If you're reading this book, chances are you already know they're there. Maybe you hope to someday chase a big, audacious, or even scary dream. Or perhaps you're here because you want to realize greatness in some area of your career or personal endeavors. Wherever you are today, this book is the catalyst you need to jumpstart that goal. Today is the day. In this book, Stephen helps us understand that greatness is not only okay to pursue, but that greatness is also godly. So many people feel anxious or downright bad for wanting to be good, let alone great at something. But you weren't born for average. You weren't created to be merely enough. You were created by greatness for greatness. If you want to achieve true greatness, there's a good chance you'll upset someone along the way. That's why the title of this book is right on point. Stop asking for permission to get started on that dream and take the first step right now. Remember, that desire, that vision, and that purpose deep inside you aren't there by accident. They were placed there on purpose for a purpose. The people who change the world are those who want to and don't wait to. My friend, it's time to take action. Now, the road ahead won't be easy. In fact, you'll likely face challenges and struggles more often than you might believe. But on the journey, you may also discover your own personal genius, the thing you were uniquely created to do. And if you keep going and don't stop, and when you get knocked down, you get up again, greatness is within your reach. I'm confident this book will be the map you need on that road ahead. And my friend Stephen Chandler will be an amazing guide for your journey. John C. Maxwell, founder of Maxwell Leadership and Equip Leadership.
Our big God doesn't make small people. Chapter 1, Why You Should Want Greatness. There is a place where everything that makes you who you are is welcomed and celebrated, where your gifts, passion, and purpose collide to leave a mark beyond your wildest imagining. In this place, you experience fulfillment by using your unique personal genius. Yes, it exists, to bless your family, friends, community, and world. I call this place greatness. How do you find that place? And when can you step into that season? Do you sit back and wait for an opportunity to fall into your lap? Or do you start knocking on or kicking in doors? When it comes to greatness, some people are full of potential but short on drive. Others are driven but lack direction. Still others have direction but also have debilitating fear and doubt. Many people I meet have potential, drive, and direction, but for some mysterious reason, they're still waiting around for greatness to just kind of happen. Maybe they feel they don't deserve it. Maybe they think there isn't room for them at the table. Whichever scenario is true for you, whatever is holding you back from fully living in the greatness God has placed inside you, I want you to know this today. When it comes to greatness, you don't have to wait for permission, but you do have to take action. You can't just stand in line and wait for it to happen. Take action. Picture this. You get all dressed up for a night on the town. You've been waiting for this moment for what feels like forever. Since this restaurant opened, everybody who's anybody has been talking about the unforgettable cuisine and sumptuous, senses-inspiring atmosphere. You're expecting the dining experience of a lifetime. You stroll up to the host podium with your significant other and request a table for two, preferably by the window so that you can enjoy the view and maybe enjoy being seen enjoying the view by people walking by. "Name, please," the host says in a cold tone that makes the "please" disappear into thin air. With a sinking feeling, you tell her. She scrolls through the list on her tablet and doesn't find your name. She looks up and stretches her mouth in what must be meant as a smile. "Unfortunately, it appears you don't have a reservation with us tonight. You are free to wait here by the door on the off chance someone else cancels, but our tables are fully booked for the evening." Your partner shoots you the "you had one job" look. You know the one. So you swallow what's left of your pride to see whether you can negotiate with the frosty host. But before you can choke out a word, another couple glides through the door. "Name, please," the host intones. "Smith, table for two at 7:30. "Right this way, Mr. Smith. We have a table waiting for you by the window." Your excitement deflates like one of those shiny foil balloons after the party is over, slowly sinking to the floor. For the next 90 minutes, you and your date watch with barely concealed envy and growing hunger as party after party approaches the podium, gives their name, and are shown immediately to a table set aside for them. A few other hopeful diners like you request a table without a reservation. They are given the same options: leave or wait by the door and cross their fingers for a last-minute cancellation. One or two groups join you in the tiny waiting area, squeezed between the wall and an exotic potted plant. But most head back into the night, opting for a less exclusive dining experience. Finally, you've had enough. At the podium once again, you inform the host that you're leaving. "While you're here," she offers, "would you like to go ahead and make a reservation? We're currently booking 6 to 8 weeks out." "Yes, I would. I'd like to make a reservation to celebrate this beautiful lady's birthday. You say, smiling at
sample complete. Ready to continue?